views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. It is great to be back here with you today. Always every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern here for the Jen Royster Show. We are going to dive into what is your natural intuitive style. Now, the month of May, we did that last week, the angel guidance for the energies and what's going on with the month of May. And it was a time for review and inner reflection, and really tapping in is going to be really to your best interest and to help you in gaining insight for where you want to go in life and achieving everything that is in your dreams. There can be some challenges with it because there was a few retrogrades in there, and I won't go into all of that because it's quite a bit, and that's a whole nother topic. But what I want to focus on is helping you identify what your natural intuitive style is. And there's differences between what's intuition and what's what is called psychic or mediumship. They run together, but then they're slightly different. Everybody has intuition. Everybody does. It is something that you can tap in, you can choose to connect, and it is really just connecting to that higher self that is you. It is connecting to that connection you have with the divine and for guidance. That's nothing woo-woo at all, actually. It just depends on the lingo you want to use. I mean, if you're not used to those terms, it can sound that way. But intuition is a gut instinct. It's a hunch. It's what feels right or what feels not so right for you. And mediumship, yes, that is connecting and channeling angels or connecting with people that have crossed over and things like that. And there's a lot of people that do both. I do both. That is something that I've always had as a child. I mean, it's just always been there. Mine primarily is working with the angelic realm, and I love working with them. I can't imagine a day where I wouldn't be working with them. But intuition is something in addition that I want to explore today for you, because if you've been feeling a sway or, you know, an internal pulling or feeling a change of heart about something and you're not trusting that, why not? And we went over that last week, but we're going to go a little deeper today. I want to explore all the many ways your intuition communicates with you. I mean, your physical body is a big antenna, really. It's a huge antenna. And you can learn how to tap in and identify, oh, that's information coming in for me. Now, I identify it and call it, oh, that's a message. That's a message from within. That's a message from, you know, what's going to help me, because your intuition is the one thing that you should be trusting above all else. If there's doubt in yourself, you're not trusting your own intuition. And your intuition is all about what's right for you. What's the best path? What's the best route? What's the best choices for you? And nobody can do that for you but you. And this is a true path. This is a connection that I'm very passionate for people to know that they can do this. I think sometimes we try to make it more of something that it's not, like maybe something we saw in a movie or, you know, a storybook or something like that. And now I'm not going to say there hasn't been some magical, miraculous connections that I've had. And wow, that is wow. Okay. And you know it when it happens. But then there's also the daily subtle nuances that come through life. Are you noticing those? Are you noticing those? And we also we'll go over the four major, I will introduce you a little bit if you're new to that. There's four major, what I call an intuitive style or, you know, connection. And I think that's where the signals can get crossed. And sometimes people get confused. Well, what is that? Is intuitive being psychic and, you know, reading somebody's, you know, palm or whatever? Yes and no, I'm going to say that. For me, both styles of mediumship and intuition, they mix together. I let them blend together. I work with them together. Not everybody does that. Everybody's different. And there's a lot of incredible, world-renowned mediums out there that are, you know, real, you know, and then there's also in this industry, just like there is, or I want to say industry or this field, there's, you know, the ones that maybe not so much are, you know, you don't want to be taken advantage of, and you don't want somebody, you know, just ripping you off or scamming you. And I get that. I've also felt that down the road in the neighborhood church. I've felt that down the road in the neighborhood club that's supposed to have your back. You're going to find positive and negative in every group or affiliation out there. But I'm just going to put that out there right now. Your intuition within yourself will help you make a choice that's right for you. Is this working for you or not? So with that, that's why I wanted to say that, because I get that. And I think you should challenge that. One of the things when I'm connecting, and I want people to know that, of course, I said I love working with the angelic realm. They have been working with me and letting themselves be known to me since I was a very young child. I mean, under the age of 5. I mean, I can't really remember a time where they weren't with me. And that's one of the most comforting parts of my life, and that is true to me. And I'm talking on mainstream radio about that right now, you know, and for a while I didn't, because, you know, I didn't want people to think I was strange. And, you know, you probably do if you're listening to this, and you know, it doesn't matter anymore, because I'm being real to what's right for me. I also don't throw logic out the window. There is logic. There is that connection. And I think everybody finds that way that works for them. I really believe in that. And that is something that just naturally is part of who I am, and that connection and that wiring that I have going on. Now, what is it for you? How do you know when you're picking up what I call, my term is an intuitive hit. I call it an intuitive hit. I'll pick up something very strong when I'm, you know, asked to do an energy field reading, because I do energy field readings, energy healing readings. It helps me find the imbalances in the energy field that our bodies live in, and that's how our physical bodies are responding to whatever energy it's in. I'm asked to deliver messages from angels, and I do that. I don't try to demand which one's going to come in, and I don't try to tell spirit whatever is coming in for that person is what I want to know. I want to give them what they need in this moment for their healing, because it's about the person's growth and soul growth. And it's always going to be about that. It's not here to, you know, just entertain you, you know, although a lot of times it's out there like that, but it is truly to help you. And, you know, sometimes it's like, okay, I want to talk to this particular angel. Yes, you can call on an angel. Yes, you can ask for that assistance, because they're divine beings that are gifts for us that are an aspect of the divine. And that's a beautiful thing. They go across all religions and everybody has their different approach to that. So with intuition, you're looking for what is right for you and trusting that. Now, fear kind of throws everything out the window. So you want to be able to decipher between fear getting in the way and what is a true intuitive hit is what I call it. And there is four styles that we'll talk about today. Clairvoyant is a very popular one that most people know. That's when you're seeing. That's your mind's eye, your psychic eye. That's clairvoyancy. There's clairaudience, which is your hearing. And I have experienced all of these. To me, it's like a combination of them all. Another one would be claircognizance. And that is just knowing. You don't know how you know. You just know. And most of the analytical guys out there, guys and gals, that's the one you'll really resonate with. You just know you've got this hunch. You know, a lot of very successful business people are very claircognizant. And the last one, and before we go to break, is clairsentience. And that is the one that most empathic people are going to feel. You feel everything. You describe everything that way. So we're going to go into all of those after we come back from break. If you have a question about this, please feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We're going to take a short break. We will be right back.
Lido missed the boat that day. He left the shack, but that was all he missed, and he ain't coming back. Headed to the Stone Bar in a gin joint car, he made a stop just long enough to grab a handle off the top. Next stop, Chi-Town, Leo put the
tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey everyone, meet my friends at the Maca team. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca team is here to bring you the best maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone health, and much more, is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. Themacateam.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
That day he left the shack, but that was all he missed, and he ain't coming back.
We're back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. If you're just tuning in and joining us, and our topic today is discovering your natural intuitive style, and intuition is something that we all have. So we're going to go over the four major ones. There's actually a little bit more than that, you know, like at least one or two more. And but basically, you're looking at the sensories of, you know, the body. You have see, hear, know, and feel. These are sensories that we have. You use them all the time. But how does intuition use that wiring that you have to bring you information that you need to know? And especially if you are asking for something in prayer and they're answering, are you acknowledging that you're getting an answer? You know, there's so many ways that this happens. And I think sometimes we, when we're learning how to do this, or actually more of an allowing it to happen is really an accurate way to say that. For me personally, in my experience, is not getting out of your own way with it, just getting out of your own way. So let's look at the first one that's most popular, that most people know about, and that's clairvoyance. That's the ones that can see, and you will get that in many different ways. Clairvoyance is your third, they call it the third eye. It's your psychic eye. It's your, you know, mind's eye. Like, what are you seeing within your thoughts? It's kind of, you know, a lot of times they think, well, I think I'm just making that up in my head. What are you seeing? Are you getting a picture? Are you getting a full-blown video in there of something? And then you find that that's, you know, coming true, or you're like, why didn't I listen to that? That did happen or not happen. It can come through in dreams. You can have visions and dreams. And I separate it when I know it is something that's coming in that way, an intuitive hit coming in through clairvoyance. I call it, you know, that's an intuitive hit for me. I call that a vision because that's how I separate it out to know the difference between just a random dream, you know, during the night. It's different. You'll know too. You'll know. Then one of my other intuitive abilities will come kicking in, the claircognizant, which is the knowing. It's like, I just know that was not just a regular dream. So when you're learning this or you're waking up to it, and, you know, I do a lot where I do workshops to help people with that. But it's really helping you untie the knots of not being afraid of your own abilities. And learning how to trust that. You can use crystals. That I had a show a couple weeks ago on the crystals, and we're going to be releasing a online course on, you know, working with healing crystals here very, very soon. We're just getting all the little, you know, little details in place. So when we launch the new site, it is going to be great. And we're going to have all these workshops and things that you can do. But I see the need for that because there's new crystals out there that are working very well with current energies right now. And they can really help you with your intuition. And they can help you. It can help you kind of like boosting the antenna. They kind of boost the antenna. But there's other ways to do it. You can boost the natural intuitive antenna as well in nature. Did you ever think of that? Have you ever thought about that? You can actually do that with nature. Some of you will feel more connected that way. And that would be a natural way for you to work with your intuition and have clarity with it. Lots of different things like that. And you don't say, oh, I didn't think of that, you know, but yeah, absolutely. So clairvoyance is the, you know, you see, I mean, let's put it this way. You're going all the way into this full-blown visual and you're seeing, you know, beyond the physical plane. You are seeing that. And sometimes when you don't understand it, it can frighten. I notice that sometimes it's a, you know, like, oh, I'm seeing ghosts or I'm seeing this and that. Once you have an understanding and you know that you're anchored in a balanced connection, then there isn't anything to be afraid of. It's actually a gift to have the connection to see ahead. It's like having that clear vision to see through things, to see, okay, this isn't going to work out well for me. This is, it's having a heads up in a picture form. And you can do it if that's your natural style. A lot of psychics and mediums do have that ability. I do too. I can see quite a bit. I can see pretty far down the road. I don't go out there worrying about it. I allow it to come. I don't even try to make it happen. It happens when I've asked for some clarity about something. So say you're trying to work out a situation or a challenge. I ask for that clarity and that assistance. I'll get all kinds of things with the intuition to kick in. And you want to be able to acknowledge that. So you'll see it in, I mean, you'll see the visuals. I mean, clairvoyance, they'll see people that have crossed over. They'll see, and it'll be accurate. They'll describe what they're doing. They will see, you'll see the angelic. That one is amazing, though, because sometimes when you're seeing this divine stuff, it can be pretty bright, pretty intense. So if you're not working to balance in self-care, you'll have some limitations because your frequency is going to feel a little dense and it can feel a little rough. It's like trying to run a marathon and not training for it. It can be very intense. And I say that because to have this be more clear, more connected without so much doubt and fear getting in the way, you're looking for what I call spiritual fitness. Spiritual fitness is practicing it, working on keeping yourself balanced, working to, give yourself that balance between work, play, balance. You know, you're getting overloaded. What are you doing about stress? I mean, these are common, no-nonsense things I'm talking about. Are you taking good care of yourself? Do you have self-love? Do you have self-care? Believe it or not, that is two major things that can help you connect in such an amazing way. Now, if you're afraid or freak out because you're seeing something, and I've had times where when I was growing up, because, you know, I was raised, you know, that it was all bad. And I thought, I know that is quite different now. But if you're feeling, okay, this is not feeling right for me. The one thing I want you to know when you're working with something like that, with if you're seeing and you're afraid of it, the divine connection, such as the angelic realm or anything from the divine and higher frequencies that are for your own good, are not going to do anything to frighten you. They're going to leave you alone. They're going to leave you alone because you're not ready or you're not ready for that. They're not going to force you to do anything. There is a free will there. They're not going to make you see a bunch of stuff that you're not ready to do. And if it's pushing you anyway, that's when I say, okay, no, you got to go away. You might be good, but I'm not ready for you. You don't need to let that in. You do not. And all you have to do is say, go away. This is something I teach children all the time. And it's one of the best things in the world. I always have Michael come in and like, hey, can you help me with this? Because I'm feeling an eewee-jeewee with this. And I've had it happen, even as an adult. I'm not feeling right about that one. It needs to go away until I understand it better. And you can ask for validation. Even when you're talking with an angel or you're seeing what appears to be an angel, you can ask for that validation. They expect you to do that because they don't want you connecting with something that's not good for you either. If you need to see the ID, like, can you show me your ID? Are you really who you are? Absolutely. Absolutely, you can do that. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to stand up for yourself and have a validity check and, you know, have some confirmation on that. And if you feel like it's going too fast, you can slow it down by simply saying, okay, leave me alone for a bit. Now, if you're really ready to go in there and connect, meditation is your go-to. Let me tell you, meditation, meditation, meditation. I have workshops working on that too. I have lots of free guided ones out there that can help introduce you to that at my website. I'm very much about helping you trust your own intuition. That is my passion as a spiritual teacher, is to help you trust your own intuitive style. Now, we just talked a little bit about clairvoyance. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about clairaudience, where you hear. And that one is usually a fun one for everybody. And I think a lot of people are noticing that now, where they're hearing all kinds of stuff. So with that said, we're talking about discovering your own natural intuitive style. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after a short break.
There's a lot of things I want, a lot of things that I'd like to be. But girl, I don't foresee a rags to riches story for me. There's just one little dream I've got to make come true. There's just one round I've got to win. I can't be alone.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere, with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedemann Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
TheAngelLady.net.
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 TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm.
Sue Storm.
TheAngelLady.net.
TheAngelLady.net.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com. We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show if you're just tuning in. Our topic today is discovering your natural intuitive style. In the first section, we talked a little bit about clairvoyance and about how crystals can help that. Now, crystals can help all of them, any of the intuitive styles. They're just like antenna boosters, and I'm going to go into that as we go through these. The next one I want to talk about is clairaudience, which is the hearing. That one's an interesting one, because right now I have so many people telling me, people that aren't even trying to learn how to do this, or they're not really digging into it. They're hearing all kinds of things. They're hearing things that, you know, it seems like the volume's up. Everything seems louder. They hear high-pitched tones and they're like, I know I'm okay. Or they think it's just tinnitus, and sometimes it is and sometimes it's not. I'm not trying to medically say what is or isn't there. That's something for you to decide and look into on your own. But if you've got all kinds of stuff you're hearing that you never heard before, you might want to make sure it isn't a condition causing that. And if it's not, and there's nothing wrong, then what in the world's going on there? Okay, that's the way it is for me. I hear things that will come in so much louder, and they'll change volumes when they want my attention. It could be just regular volume, and then all of a sudden the part that I needed to hear will go way up. I know that they want me to draw my attention to that. They're giving me a message. And like I said, I'm working with the angelic realm all the time, so they are giving me that message. It's kind of like when I see the clairvoyance, I'll see a neon sign or something's even brighter than everything else around it. They help me pinpoint that way. That's the way it comes through for me. Now, with clairaudience, you can hear different tones, ringing, high squealing. And then there's that other really fun one that you don't really want to tell other people, because you're like, okay, they're going to think I'm hearing, yeah, I'm losing it. And that's one of the biggest things you got to overcome, is quit worrying about somebody thinking you're crazy. Honestly, because you'll hear like your own name said back to you. It usually will happen in a subconscious state, like right before you wake up in the wee hours of the morning. You're like, oh, I must have been dreaming. Or you'll hear your name spoken to you. And it's usually in your own voice, because it's coming from within you, because the higher realms and the frequencies, they will use, you know, what you're wired with in your physical body to communicate. You know, it's helping you pick it up. And I know the first time that I had heard that, well, a long time ago, scared the bejeewies out of me. I'm like, what was that? It sounded like it was really loud, a loud whisper, really close right to my ear. Just as clear as I'm speaking to you now, it sounded like that. And I know I am not the only one that has heard something like that. I started to investigate that a little bit more, and I knew that clairaudience was kicking in more and more. And when I go into a meditative state, what would be difficult for me to hear in my conscious state becomes quite loud and very clear. That part has always intrigued me. And for a while, I was like, why? I'm always a why. I love research. I love to look into things. You know, I can be the biggest analyst when it comes to being a spiritual intuitive. I mean, I know, but I can't help it. I like using both. I like to look into things. I like to see, okay, how is that working? And it just fascinates me. Well, you know, clairaudience is great because if you start to open them up and start to just take notes and pay attention to what you're picking up, take a note. Did you recently ask for some clarity on something? Did you recently ask the angels to bring you a sign or a message? And then you're seeing and hearing and different things are going on and you're not paying attention to that. If it's frightening you, you can go slower. You can go as slow as you want. You can even ask them. If you're working to work with the angelic realm, it does have a high frequency. And sometimes it hurts a little bit when it first comes in. But you can ask for the volume to be turned down a little bit. So you can, you know, work your way into that. The more you're working with intention and you're working on your own self-healing simultaneously, I will repeat that because I've found that that's the biggest key. Work on your own self-healing. Don't use this to escape and get outside of yourself and, you know, be into everybody else's stuff that they have going on. And that includes any of you that are light workers, healers, spiritual teachers, just like me, you know. You don't want it to be that it's all about everybody else and you're not tending to what you have going on within yourself. It will catch up with you and it will trip you up because you need to do that. The priority is to make sure you are healthy from within, and then that's what you can give back out to another. You always want to keep that in check. Now, with that, I just spoke about clairaudience and clairvoyance. Those were the first two, but we did receive a email from the email bag this week, a message for the show. And this is from Nikki. Her name is Nikki. And Nikki is asking about the show we did a couple of weeks ago with the crystals. So let me read her question and what she's saying. And this tied right in with today. I love the timing of when she sent this in. It was perfect timing for today. I really enjoy listening to your podcasts and have found them so helpful and uplifting. Well, thank you very much, Nikki. After your recent episode on crystals, I purchased some Auralite 23. That is one of the ones I discuss in that episode, if you want to go back and check that out in the archives. However, I am a novice to using crystals, and I am not sure how to get the most from it. I have held it during my daily meditation, and I've been sleeping with it under my pillow as well. I should also mention I'm taking courses in energy healing, intuition, and I am Reiki certified. My intention with using this crystal is to hopefully further open my connection with spirit as well as open my clairaudience and clairvoyance. That's a tall order, but thank you for any insight and tips. Okay, she purchased the Auralite 23, and that is, if you know what amethyst is, it's similar to that, but this is a crystal that seems to be like a recent surfacing, like Earth. I call it Earth coughed it up as a gift to us, but it has like 23, I believe, different minerals and energies to it. And it's one of the ones that I've got one. I love it. And it's one of the ones that you can use right now with current energies for ascension. Because if you are in a spiritual awakening, you feel that you know you need to go in a different direction, you need some help, this is a very good one to get. And she did purchase it. She's using it in very positive ways, daily meditation, absolutely, keeping it near her. I've even found that I keep it with me when I'm working. But if you want to find how to get the most from it, it's allowing it to be around you or near you. Like I have it on my desk right now. I actually really find that I'm drawn to it. I will hold on to it. I will keep it close. And when you go into those subconscious state, just allowing your energy field to be close with it and letting it be around you, you don't even have to have it on your person the whole time. Just allow it And to be honest, for you, Nikki, it would be just forget about it. Just keep it close. Have it as part of your, you know, wardrobe, or keep it close. And you're doing just that with meditation and by your pillow, but don't leave it there. Keep it with you. Like, if it's small enough, have it in your pocket. If it's too big, mine's pretty good size. Have it nearby on a table or by your desk, or, you know, put it in your purse. And if you're carrying it around with you, if you can have it with you more, you're going to find that it will start to resonate with your frequency and align better. And actually, just forget about it. Just, you know, you're using it with that intention. You've put that out there. Now you're going into a receive mode. Like, I've got an intention. I've put it out there that I want this to align with me. And your intention is to improve the clarity of clairaudience and clairvoyance. So now all you do is just go, okay, it's already done. So you are going into an affirmation mode for receiving now, Nikki, or anybody else using this. It's already been asked. Now go into the next phase, which would be, it's already been done, and receive it, and just go about your daily, you know, activities. And that's what I would recommend to you to do from this point on. Keep going, plugging along, and just know that it's there. It's there, and you've boosted your antenna. You will still do your own work. It is strengthening your antenna for connection. And with that, my goodness, we're going to take another break. And when I come back, I'm going to talk about the last two, claircognizant and clairsentience. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We're talking about discovering your natural intuitive style. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
On leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your soul purpose advocate.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, "What am I?" Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com
today. Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
And we are here for the last segment. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. If you're just tuning in, we've been talking all about discovering your natural intuitive style. I've already gone over two of them, clairvoyance and clairaudience. And I want to quickly let you know about these other two. Claircognizant. Now, that's the one for pretty much everybody that doesn't even think that they do anything intuitive or spiritual. They're probably very analytical. They're very business oriented. They seem to know everything. That is your knowing, claircognizant. And you'll feel it a lot of times right at your third chakra, which is right at your solar plexus. And you'll just feel like, I don't know. I just know. I don't know how I know. I just know. That one is a very, very, very common one among most people. I don't know anybody that really doesn't have that one, unless they are just totally ignoring it or have absolutely no confidence in what they're picking up. But claircognizant, that one will validate, or that one may come in first and then some of the other ones will pop in and give you another validation in another form. But that one is the one where you may have been called a know-it-all as a child, or why do you always know everything? How come you are so strong about this, you know? And we get kind of frustrated when we have claircognizant. And I'm not saying I don't. I certainly did. And I was called that as a kid, you know, and you just know. And I would know something like way far in advance. And no kidding, between a year to 2 years, it would play out. And I would be so frustrated because I couldn't understand how other people weren't seeing what I was seeing. If you are a leader, or if you are in a position of, you know, strong, you know, like you lead and you have a strong personality, or you're confident. I can say that I'm confident in my abilities. I trust them. They've challenged me, but I trust them. And I know when I haven't listened to it, and you're going, oh, why didn't I listen to that? That one is just literally, you're just going to know. But moms, you know, if you're worried about your kid, you just know there's something going on. You can't quite put your finger on it. Yeah, that would be claircognizant. That is just showing you, and it's giving you that knowing, that all knowing. It comes in all kinds of ways. You'll see it in business. You'll see it in personal relationships. You know, you'll know. You'll just know. And that is really the easiest way to explain that one. The last one that I want to talk about is one that is called clairsentience, and that's the feeling. You feel things. Oh, that one is one that most of the time, someone that's empathic or highly sensitive to, you know, everything, they're going to be strong in the clairsentience. Now, some of them are so connected and so strong in clairsentience that if you're near somebody that's having a physical pain, you'll feel that. That's no fun. I know. Not everybody picks up the feeling that way. Sometimes you feel it in the compassion. You'll feel it with the emotions. You probably describe everything as, I feel this, or I feel that. I feel like, you know, something should change. You know, you will be describing most of your life, or when you are expressing anything, you will use that word feel a lot. Absolutely, I have that one. I have a little bit of everything, like I said, but I'm glad that they're all open. Now, some were stronger than others, and then the other ones came in after the fact, but I use them all, and I like that because, you know, one will validate the other. Like I said, you might feel something, then you just know, then you see something that validates it, then you hear something, you know, and it could drop in front of you, like with a magazine article. It could be you overhear a conversation that answers something, and that conversation in a restaurant at the other table has nothing to do with you or anything you're going through, but you'll hear, it'll pick it up like super loud. All of a sudden you hear one little piece of that, and it is how it'll tune you in and connect. You'll hear a synchronicity in many ways. You'll find things, you'll stumble upon things. You're like, wow, I keep finding nickels. What is that all about? You know, you'll find synchronicities. Angels will absolutely let you know that they are there to support you if you ask. If you're feeling a day where you could use a little encouragement and hope, why have you ever thought to ask them for that? I know a lot of you do, but if you have not, ask. Just ask. I love that part right there, because if you're feeling discouraged or you feel like you're not getting anywhere, you need to get back up on the horse and get your positive, you know, going on again. Ask them for a little lift, and you might be quite surprised what will come and land right in front of you, what will pick you up, what will encourage you. And then our job is to be proactive in believing in ourselves. I mean, if you keep asking and you're still stuck on all the things that have happened to you and all the things that are wrong, you're still in the woe is me. You need to get into the phase of, you know what? I deserve to be happy. I deserve to be healthy. I deserve to be thriving. Absolutely, I can connect, and I don't need to be afraid to move forward. This is something that you'll work on and be proactive, because spirit works with you, but you do have to take a proactive approach. I want to let you know that. Now, I'm working on all kinds of workshops. I'm so excited about this new website. We're moving everything to a much more improved platform. Oh my goodness, it's a move. It's like moving. It's like a huge move. You know, like, oh my gosh, the major ones, like out of state, out of, you know, you name it. We're moving everything. So, you know, you may find some weird things going on with the site. We're very, very close to launching the brand new site. I have several workshops I'm working on. We have one going out that will be ready for working with crystals. We have a meditation course coming. We have the advanced intuitive workshop is available now, and you can see that. If that's something you're ready for, that one is really good for light workers. It's a pretty deep one. And you can take your time with these. We're going to be doing a lot of live workshop webinars. We're going to be doing a lot of live streaming. So we have huge things we're working on over here, and I am so excited. If you're not on our newsletter and you want to be updated on when all of this launches and be a part of it, because I'm going to be putting out some special incentives for people on the newsletter list. That's where I'll be doing that. So those of you that are already on the newsletter, watch for that, because when we launch, we're going to have some special incentives for you. If you want to be on the newsletter, please go over to the website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com, and you can just sign up. We send it out once a week. We don't send out over and over. And this Tuesday, quickly before I go off the air, this Tuesday, join me on the Dr. Pat Show. I'm going to be filling in and hosting for her on Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, over on hers. That's the Dr. Pat Show. DrPat.com or TransformationTalkRadio.com. I think you can find her in just about all of those. So if you are hanging out on Tuesday, come over and join me over there. We're going to be working with the intuition and wisdom. So I'm going to be doing that on her show. It's always a joy and a pleasure to be with you. You can always send in your questions if you can't listen live. And we will see you here next time on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.